From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now your letters. Charles Weidman of Redding, California, had one major problem, he writes, with Andrea Seabrook's story yesterday on the state of the Republican Party. Ms. Seabrook twice stated that many Republicans are anti-immigration, and he writes, perhaps she intended to refer to and meant illegal immigration. By omitting the word illegal, Ms. Seabrook has painted a widely used canard used against Republicans to portray them as ethnocentric and misanthropic ignoramuses.
Staying with the theme of omission, Diane Bagues of San Leandro, California wrote, ATC did two very long pieces on health care reform tonight with one major omission. There was not a single mention of the potential virtues of a single-payer system, nor did anyone raise one obvious question of why these players now want to be at the table. Is it possible they want to make sure a single-payer system does not happen?
Next, the conversation we heard yesterday about whom President Obama might choose to replace outgoing Supreme Court Justice David Souter. We heard from Christopher Edley, dean of the law school at UC Berkeley, and his wife, Maria Echaveste, who lectures there. Both are former members of the Obama transition team. What Edley had to say alarmed Chicago's Jane Riley. She writes, it was quite disappointing and quite frankly shocking to hear Christopher Edley, dean of the Berkeley Law School, state that the administration is searching for a candidate for the Supreme Court who is, among other things, young. As a Democrat and as an employment attorney, I had hoped that this administration would pay more attention to civil rights, including those afforded under the Federal Age Discrimination in Employment Act. But apparently they don't feel this law applies to their recruitment process, just those of all other American employers.
Neil Weiner of Keene, Michigan, enjoyed Brian Unger's commentary on the proliferation of plagiarism suits against the group Coldplay. He writes, do authors file copyright lawsuits against each other for using the same plot devices? There are only so many variations on hooks and harmonies to go around in pop music, and there's no question that those four songs borrow from the same basic musical idea. Coldplay's take on it was simply the catchiest and the most commercially successful.
Well, if you have a take on something on our program, we'd like to hear from you. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Listen as the crowd would sing.